sang out a song of the soul.
And we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing.
Music has an incredible ability to proclaim the soul's language beyond what mere words can speak. That is what we seek as we invite our guests to share their song of the soul. Be it joy and laughter, sorrow and tears, awe and insight, or deepest devotion, as we visit and listen, we are all part of a spiritual voyage called Song of the Soul. A few weeks ago, I was at a Wisconsin, Minnesota, and more Quaker gathering, where one afternoon we had a talent show, and I got to know one excellent song by a man there, someone who we've also featured as guest host on one of our Spirit in Action shows a few years back. Long story short, P.J. Hoffman joins us today for Song of the Soul. Turns out that P.J. was a musician, performer, songwriter, and social justice worker in his youth, but he ended up on a different path for decades. Retirement brought him back to his roots, born out of the 1960s folk music and activism, resurrecting and updating his slate of music. We had enough to talk about that there is a full uncut version of this interview on the northernspiritradio.org website with around 8 extra minutes. Andrew Jansen's production help made this show possible. P.J. Hoffman now joins us via Zoom from Minnesota's Twin Cities. P.J., thanks so much for joining me today for Song of the Soul.
Glad to be here, Mark. What a pleasure.
Well, the thing that drove me to interview you, I've actually had you on Northern Spirit Radio before.
Huh?
Well, it was the interview that you did with George Lakey.
Yes.
I featured it on Spirit in Action back in 2024. So I actually have included you in the Northern Spirit Radio airwaves, but not on Song of the Soul. I didn't know that I should interview you about that until at Northern Yearly Meeting Gathering, where you actually got up in front and shared some music. Tell our listeners about that, what you shared.
Yes, I didn't bring a guitar with me, and I wanted to do an a cappella song for the talent show, which had a lot of amazing people in it. So I got up and I sang a song that sometimes I sing a cappella called Until We All Know Freedom. And it's kind of formatted like a sea shanty where there's a lead singer and there's a partial response and what have you. And people caught on right away. And it was fun. And at the very end, I could hear the harmonies, which for an a cappella song and singing, that's super. So it was a lot of fun.
That was great. And of course, I got up and shared a song that I had written as well.
Yeah, you got quite the voice.
I'm told I have a good voice. If only I knew the right notes. That was... Of course, when it's my own song, I get to choose if they're the right notes. So there we are.
Random access music.
Now, my contact with you before was, again, through interviews that you were doing, the nonviolence podcast, everyday nonviolence podcast that you were doing. I think that's no longer happening because FNVW doesn't exist now, but something else exists. So how are you spending your time if you're not doing everyday nonviolence podcasts?
It started when I retired some 9 years ago. My spare time began to fill up ever so slowly. And now it's just like rolling at me all the time, finding myself all kinds of reasons to be busy. I was in the grocery industry for 45 years. That can be pretty intense. It's quite a relief to be out of it. And I wanted to return to a couple of things that I had done very avidly, very seriously when I was younger. And that is nonviolent social change and music composition and performance. And being out of the business, I was able to return to those to some degree. And so that's what's occupying my time, Mark. Thank you.
So you left doing music. You've got a number of albums that you did back in, the late 60s up until early 80s is the place where I found them. How did you start out doing music?
It was a competition. A friend of mine had a guitar and was learning chords. So I got a guitar and I learned chords. And it was like a battle back and forth. Who can learn the most chords? But then I hooked up with a couple guys through the junior high school in Niagara Falls, New York, where I mostly grew up. There was a couple guys that we lived in the same neighborhood and we had the same kind of interest in music, and we formed in 1965. It was a folk music trio called the Misfits. And we played around Western New York for about 4 years before we split up to go to various schools. I learned how to play guitar, sing with these people, and I started writing songs at the same time. Mark, the only thing I was good at in school was music. I was an utter failure, mostly out of disinterest, but I was an utter failure at everything else.
No way. What do you mean by that? What do you mean a failure?
I did very poorly in school, grade-wise.
Really?
Yeah, I was not a good student. But I did glom onto playing violin, French horn, and tuba when I was in school. And the music program kind of saved my little soul, along with playing with the Misfits. The other part of it, and this is some of the music reflects this, the other part of it is I grew up in kind of a rough situation, not necessarily a rough family, but just kind of rough environments I was in. And being a sensitive guy, I kind of reacted to things. But at age 14, I discovered pacifism and anti-war and civil rights and began working with a group called Committee for Action based in Voluntown, Connecticut. So when I was 14, along with the music, I discovered an avenue of idealism and for channeling anger and disenchantment. And it was through nonviolent social change movements. And that the music and the nonviolent social change movement, those were what I did until I was 32. And then it just fell by the wayside.
And so you did you say in grocery business is where you were?
Yeah, because I didn't have any college, I had to work somewhere. So I began stocking shelves. And I was good enough that they had me do some other things. And pretty soon I was managing departments, then managed a couple stores. And then I started working with wholesalers. I worked a lot with co-ops, but not entirely. I worked with several supermarket chains along the way. But I ended up in 1987, after about 14 years in retail, with one of the natural foods wholesalers, a cooperative wholesale. They were bought up and then they were bought up. But that was a 25-year job for me. And in the middle of all that, I went from being a grocery store retail person to being a store designer and planner, working with a team on store development. That became a national thing. I had staff, I had successes, I had failures, I had joy, I had frustration. It was very intense and demanding, and I learned a heck of a lot.
So let's do get started with some of PJ Hoffman's music. How should we start out?
Let's start with kind of like in sequence, silence and song.
And I think you wrote this somewhere around 1970. It came out on a recording called Muscle and Brain, which, of course, both of them describe you perfectly. But where does silence and song come from? What does this one mean or originate? And why is it part of your song of the soul?
The melody I wrote on piano, and then I began playing it on guitar and singing it, and I didn't have words to it until I started attending Quaker Meeting, and that was in 1969 at Pendle Hill. I was at Pendle Hill for a school year in 1969, and once I experienced what Quaker worship was like, I thought it was exactly what I'd been looking for a long time. And so Silence of Song comes out of that Quaker experience.
It doesn't come out of your Methodist experience growing up.
No, I don't dismiss Methodism or mainstream Protestantism at all. And even though I was quite rebellious as a kid, I did never rebelled against the church or the religious side. But I found for me a Methodism uninspiring, and it was almost like you go through it and that was fine, but there was no excitement. And for me, although it takes a few times to get into the idea, sitting in silence with a group of people, all searching, all seeking, all trying to dig deep, or most people anyway, those people who aren't sleeping anyway,
Yes.
creates a very common experience that you can tie into, and I found that exciting.
We're going to listen to Silence and Song. I was playing it last night, sitting here with my wife, and she says, "Wow, that song's really interesting, really inspirational." She was hearing it and getting some of the flavor. Let's all sink into that silence and the song and the storm and all of it that it comes through this song by PJ Hoffman, Silence and Song.
All the love you have to stillness and the storm. Open wide and let me in. You will learn the secret of fear. You will gain the freedom to hear the silence and the
Our guest today for Song of the Soul is P.J. Hoffman. The best place I found online to find his music, including that song, Silence and Song, is via SoundCloud. He's got all of his albums, I think, there. Let me see, it says, 100 tracks that he has featured there. I'm assuming most of them came out on LP, right? That's how they were issued?
No, only the first two were on LPs. The other five I released after I stopped playing music. In fact, the last four I released in the past 5 years. But the music is all old. The songs are old, but many of the recordings
are
new.
So you're saying the first ones are LP, then maybe they were...
Third one was never released in a physical form.
Okay, so you didn't do cassettes or 8-tracks or any of that?
No, only the first two were done on LP, on vinyl.
I wanted to ask you some things about silence. I mean, for someone who's so much into music, as you said, you know, that's one of the few things in school that called to you, motivated you. Some people find it completely contradictory that you'd go into a space like Quakers where you're doing silence all the time. People think like, no, we should fill up the entire time with a good rock band in front, or we should have a lot of hymns or whatever. Somehow that connection, silence and song, it worked for you.
Yeah, it is. I also wrote a song, which was a terrible song, called A Faraway Song. And it's all about listening to the universe and catching that faraway song. And so music isn't necessarily something that blasts you in the ear, that you have to put earplugs in to not hurt yourself. Music can be heard in all kinds of ways. Also, even though Quakers might sit in silence for an hour a week, Quaker communities are very good at singing and lots of song sharing.
And dancing.
And dancing.
That's kind of a surprise for many people because they figure they've got to go to a church where everybody's telling you what to sing. But wow, we just had my birthday party for my 72nd birthday, and we were singing together. I think 20 people showed up, and I don't know that they had ever before been in a song circle like that. But I could see faces lighting up like, wow, where has this been all my life?
Yeah.
Well, let's go on to another of your songs. We got 7 of them, I think, that we're going to try and get in today. What should we do for number 2?
Let's do a related song. This was recorded in 2025, even though the song was written in 1980. Let Your Perfect Light Shine. It's related to the first one, and it's related to Quakerism. But a friend of mine said, that's interesting. I've always thought of light being inside oneself, like what Quakers talk about, or the common folk song, This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to Let It Shine. And she said, what you're doing in the song is you're saying, you've got your light, lift it up over your head, show the whole world your light. She said, that's a different image. So that's what the song is about.
I had the sense, PJ, that you said as a young person, you were a sensitive person. It's not always easy to live when you're sensitive. There's a lot of people who will beat you up and they'll slap you down and they'll, in many ways, make life hard for you. Were you a person like that who felt the... Because this song feels very much like you're speaking to someone who doesn't believe in their goodness, their rightness, their lightness.
You nailed it. That's exactly what it's about. It's about all of us. It's about all of us feeling like we are undervalued, made to feel fearful about the world and the people around us. And it's a reassuring song that says, forget all that. You're perfect. The verses describe some of the more sociological side of what we're talking about here, about being misunderstood by society and other people and being put down for who you are because you're different or because you're small or because you're this kind of person or that kind of person, or just because you happen to be in the way.
Now, here's a question you may choose not to answer. It may be a tough one. Is this a song that we should be singing to our current president? But because you know,
Yes.
some people might think that's not what you should be doing because he makes such a big deal that he's got the brightest, the best, the most intelligent. But in fact, I have a feeling that inside him, there's this thing that says you're not good enough.
That's exactly where it comes from, I believe, Mark. And this song would work with him brilliantly in that if we can just get it to play inside his head and heart. The trouble is some people can get so scarred that it's hard to break in. He's never known love, as far as I can tell. He's got very little self-assurance. This would be a perfect song for him. Maybe I'll send it to him. Thank you, Mark, for
Sounds
the
great.
idea.
Yeah, there's a difference between bravado and self-assurance. A person who's got self-assurance doesn't need to proclaim it near as much. And I would love to see Donald Trump's perfect light shine because I don't think that's what we're seeing yet. And I can only wish that best for him. And you'll find it in the words of PJ Hoffman as he's telling him, you're right, and hold it up, hold it up, hold it up. You'll hear that repeatedly, and I hope we all can learn that lesson so that there is more light shining in this world. Again, it's from recording Yesterday Hill, Let Your Perfect Light Shine by PJ Hoffman.
You're right, you're right. You know you're all right. You're right, you're right. You know you're all right. Though, hold it up, let your perfect light shine. Hold it up, let your perfect light shine. Lift it up, all you show will be fine. Hold it up, let your perfect light shine. Stop the games and let it show. Be so brave the world will know you are right. You're right, yeah. You know you're all right. It's not unusual to go through life disliking yourself. Just think of all the ways you were crudely misconstrued. It's not unusual to go through life all cringing inside. When the truth of the matter is there's nothing wrong with you, it's true. Hold it up, let your perfect light shine. Hold it up, let your perfect light shine. Lift it up, all you show will be fine. Hold it up, let your perfect light shine. Stop the shame and let it go. Be so brave the world will know you are right. You're right. You know you're all right. Sometimes I wonder if the way the world is all set up is making us believe we are less than what we are. Sometimes I wonder if we have a chance to turn it all around, so we can all grow and the best of us take charge. Let's start. Hold it up, let your perfect light shine. Hold it up, let your perfect light shine.
lift it up, all you show will be divine. Hold it up, let your perfect light shine.
I'm hoping you Song of the Soul listeners feel inspired to let your perfect light shine. PJ Hoffman's calling it out, telling us to hold it up, you're right, you're right. It's the message is one of support and encouragement to be our best and to show that off to the world. I do hope that that's the effect when it comes into people's ears. I think I found in my life that there's some of us, depending on where we land in terms of extroversion, introversion, self-confidence or not, sometimes people like me need to be told to shut up more. Other people, like my wife, need the encouragement to voice the beauty and wonder and brilliance that she has. And I think I need to be quiet just to make room for it. So let your perfect light shine. That perfect light is the one that we're aiming for. Not just any green or blue or orange light. They're all good, but
this one's bright white.
You know, Quakers talk so much about inner light and letting your light shine, that kind of thing, and turning towards the light, stand still in the light, all those kinds of things. And I realize that the light, the sacred, the divine, the whatever words people tend to use, we reach it depending on which way we have an openness and a connection to it, availability to it. I do want you listeners to know that Song of the Soul, you can find all of our episodes of the past 21 years on our website, northernspiritradio.org. Those three words, northernspiritradio.org. 21 years, you can find lists of the stations that carry us across the country, some 38 of them who carry our Song of the Soul and Spirit in Action programs. That's a lot of guests and a lot of links, and there's riches on that site. And you can make it even richer by posting your comment, giving us your feedback, giving us your suggestions of other people we should be reaching out to and inviting in as guests for either of our programs. And I especially want to encourage you to support the community radio stations and Northern Spirit Radio, because we're providing alternative news and music that you just don't get anywhere. I've been very discouraged recently when I find out that ABC, for instance, is backing off from a lot of the good programming it's done because they've been bought by a billionaire who wants to control it in a different way. Community radio stations, and you can be quite sure Northern Spirit Radio, are coming from a different source. We want to serve you. We want to serve the world well. We do want to lift up that world and do that healing. And you can support us in doing that as we support others by making a donation to us. Again, on NordenSpiritRadio.org. We got a lot more music from PJ Hoffman that we want to share. Where do we step to next?
Mark, I want to explain something that many of your audience already know, but it's really important in understanding music that I do as well as other people's music. It's what could be called, and I think is called, the poetic voice. And that is, who's speaking and what's their intent? Why are they saying this? And who are they talking to? My music has all kinds of voices. And I'm going to give you an example of a voice now in a song called Empires Crumble, where the voice is the voice of the common person. In fact, it might even be a mob of common people. And what they're doing is they're saying, you emperor or you empire, your empire is crumbling and we're storming the castle. That's a poetic voice. And I followed up with another more or less political song where it's an individual mourning as well as celebrating the United States of America. So let's hear Empires Crumble.
And again, folks, my sense is that this was written long ago, like 1980 or something. It's on a recording called 70s and Change. I think that today, many of us are aware that the empire that's being created, transformed in the United States might be the one that we're thinking about crumbling. But this is a story that extends to all of the ages. Empires Crumble.
Listen to the rumblings outside your palace door. Listen to the evening's disquiet. Climb up in your tower, take a good look around. You can't see it, and yet you can't deny it. Empires crumble. they fall through dust. And just like theirs, yours, mine. To all of you with power, you with gathered wealth, please regard this song I sing a warning. Prepare for some changes, get ready to let go. Do it now before there comes a storming. Empires crumble, it's a thing they do. The one you built will too. Home all your armies spread across the land. They can't defend a rotting nation. Unshackle those imprisoned by your ego and your greed. Do it now before your power's taken. Empires crumble, then they fall to dust. And just like theirs, yours must. Empires crumble, it's a thing they do. The one you built will too.
DJ Hoffman just said, empires crumble. It's a thing they do. The one you built will too. I'm not sure if that message is real promising to a lot of people. Or is it really that power structures will crumble? Is that what you're saying, PJ, in that song? Or does that mean that Finland will crumble too because it's an empire?
Well, Finland isn't a very big empire.
I just kind of wonder if it's only those big, nasty ones that should be. I think we all go through recycling. We all go through compost.
Well, certainly, whether it's 5,000 years ago or the present day, empires have a life cycle. And our empire, I don't know where to put it. It's only a few hundred years old, or maybe historians will say it's only 100 years old. But the American empire seems to be crumbling right now in front of our eyes. And so the question is, what replaces it? What happens after an empire crumbles? That's not addressed in the songs, but it is the question. Okay, now what happens? Where do we take this thing? Do we have to clean up the pieces? Are we going to be like flowers in the rubble? Is it going to be a smooth transition, or is it going to be rough? What's going to happen? Because what we've built, and the next song will address this as well, what we've built is unsustainable. So what happens next? And the next song I'd like you to play, Mark, is Happy Birthday, USA. This was written in 1976 when I was living in Philadelphia. And so I was very close to the big bicentennial celebrations. In fact, I was keeping clean a bathroom by Independence Hall. That was my summer job, cleaning a bathroom. The height of my career.
It's a very important function, very important function.
Hey, people from all over the world use my clean bathroom. I was very proud. But we're at the 250th birthday now. And so even though that song was written 50 years ago, it's applicable today. It's called Happy Birthday, USA. And again, the poetic voice is somebody who's conflicted about the future of the United States, but knows something needs to happen.
We'll listen to it. I've got some more comments about that. Stay tuned.
You go right ahead.
Again, when you want to get a hold of PJ Hoffman, if you come via NordenspiritRadio.org, I'll link you up to his SoundCloud account. And one of the songs you'll find there is Happy Birthday, USA, from his recording Over the Pawn Shop.
I'll break a light and wish you happy birthday. You're the country I was chanced to born. You're quite a young old bag, America. I'd love you, but I really want to mourn. You've got a future I could live with.
a time already been forewarned. Happy birthday, USA. Hope it brings a brand new day. Hey, hey. You've become the land of plenty, plenty. Though that plentiness don't go around. And how we live depends on others to give to us the whole world round. The name of our future will be shaken. This country will be forced to scale down. Happy birthday, USA. Hope it brings a brand new day. Hey, hey, hey. Next 100 years should tell the story. You're too big to carry your own way. And if we avoid a nuclear catastrophe, a revolution will not be too late. And as Americans become human, the state will discombobulate just like that. Happy birthday, USA. Hope it brings a brand new day. Hey, hey, hey. Happy birthday, USA. Hope it brings a brand new day. Hey, hey. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I hope all you Song of the Soul listeners enjoyed the creative language that PJ Hoffman was using in that song, Happy Birthday, USA, as much as I did. I have real fun with it. That song felt so valuable to me. Again, he wrote this song, PJ, you wrote it way back in 1976 when we were celebrating 200 years of the U.S., and this year we're celebrating 250. So 50 years ago you wrote this. This feels more appropriate than ever. I was just wondering if you were one of the 250 musical performers that were asked to perform this year, and you turned them down just like all those other folks did. I've been amazed the number of people pulled out on that.
Mark, they're still calling me.
Yeah.
What can I say?
I noticed the recording over the pawn shop. Did you actually live over a pawn shop?
The recordings over the pawn shop were made on a two-track tape recorder in 1979. The little studio was over a pawn shop. And so this little setup was over a pawn shop. And there's two albums that I put out based on those tapes recorded in 1979. And in both cases, what I did is I added instrumentation. I cleaned up the sound of the tapes, sharpened them, got rid of some noise, and separated the tracks, the vocals from the guitar, and then added other instrumentation. And so the original recordings from 1979, but the arrangements and the instrumentation was augmented in 2008 and 2025, two times.
Right now, I'd love to hear another one of your older songs.
Sure. Let's continue with a more political theme and do We Can Make the Changes.
Which is a zipper song.
Yes, it is, Mark. I wrote this song on a march in Washington State and in Oregon. And it wasn't simply a march against nuclear power plants, which was the focus of our march. But we stopped in towns along the way and talked with people, held little town halls, did some leafleting, and went door to door from time to time, all trying to convince people that the Trojan nuclear power plant that was being built on the Columbia River was a bad idea. I felt so empowered by that experience and other experiences I've had in nonviolent social change action that I wrote the song, We Can Make the Changes. And so that's where that song came from.
Were you the kind of person who, as you're marching along, would be singing and have the group singing with you? Or is this just when you get there and stand up in front of a group? Or was it all at coffee houses? Where were you performing your music?
I was performing in living room concerts and small venues. But the thing about We Can Make the Changes as a song is I didn't write it as a sing-along. I wrote it out of personal expression. And yet, when I began playing in front of people, everybody wanted to sing along. And so it was one of those intentional, like, oh, this means something to you. So this is currently June of 2026. And most of your audience will remember that recently there was the surge of federal ICE and Border Patrol agents that came into Minnesota with a great deal of violence and fanfare and basically terrorized neighborhoods and communities and businesses in Minnesota, most famously in South Minneapolis. Well, a friend of mine was very much involved in those struggles in South Minneapolis and resisting ICE and the way they were looking for what they considered illegal immigrants. And she said, you know, when I heard the song, We Can Make the Changes the first time, I said to myself, that's a nice song. But when I heard it after my experience with the surge, it felt really real to me. Yes, we are in a struggle. Yes, we need to say to ourselves, we can make the changes in spite of all the array of all the odds against us. Yes, we can, and we will. And that's what the song is about. But it meant a lot more to her because she had experienced that struggle.
And folks, a lot of times we need that energy to get up and do what needs to be done. And that's the kind of thing that PJ Hoffman helps us do with this song, We Can Make the Changes.
We can make the changes if we want. We can make the changes if we try. Everything we want to see, we can make reality. We can make the changes and we will. We can make the difference if we want. We can make the difference if we try. Our numbers may be very small. We can grow and become bold. We can make the difference and we will. We will, we will, we will. Take heart, all those in the struggle. Our lives are where it begins. So celebrate through the hard times, 'cause we will win. We can make the new world if we want. We can make the new world if we try. All we do is make it show, and the old world's got to go. We can make the new world, and we will. We will, we will, we will. Take heart, all those in the struggle. Celebrate through the hard times, 'cause we will win. We can make the changes if we want. We can make the changes if we try. Everything we want to see, we can make reality. We can make the changes and we will. We will, we will, we will.
I'll remind all you listeners that when you want to track down PJ Hoffman, maybe the easiest way to find all of the songs that he's produced, it's something like 100 or something, that you can find online. Easy way is to follow the link that I have on northernspiritradio.org to his SoundCloud account. I can tell you the letters and the numbers, but I think it's easier if you just go to northernspiritradio.org, follow the link to PJ Hoffman. You can also search for his name on soundcloud.com. That song we just heard is We Can Make the Changes. I find it interesting, however, PJ, that you expend and give and nurture a whole lot of energy for people to make this world better, to see their power, to see their light, to work in a good direction. but then somehow the energy departed from you. I have a feeling, I think if that happened to me, I would have had to weep a number of nights to do that, but I don't know how you experienced it.
I felt a loss of identity, and the ways that I felt that people were respecting me and my work were lost. And I went full-time into the grocery business. At the same time, I got married. I had a couple children. I went full into the grocery business, made a career out of it. And I was consumed with raising a family and working sometimes difficult jobs. And it just took everything I had to do those. But definitely, it was a switch. It didn't happen slowly. It was all of a sudden, I went from being one person to being the other. But I felt a real loss, because to go from where you're important, or at least somewhat important, and you're making a statement and you're trying to change things and you're making music, to just doing a job, that's a step down. But I kept my mouth shut. Over the years, almost all the people I worked with, hundreds and hundreds of people I worked with, as I mentioned, I became a designer, a consultant for store development in grocery stores and natural foods co-ops. And I almost never mentioned music or social change. So they just knew me as this guy who comes around and helps out. But now I'm out again.
It may be just a job, but in fact, feeding people and making sure that people have good, worthy food coming to them is not a little thing. We tend to maybe not give it as much credit. The person who cleans the toilet also serves with the flow that we have to go with. I think we demean too many people and jobs, not appreciate them. And I'm grateful for both your labor with songs and your labor with food. It's all good from my point of view. And I think we need to have another of your songs, though, so people can dine with their ears today for Song of the Soul.
All right. Mark, you mentioned a song that I sang in front of Northern Yearly Meeting, the Quaker Gathering, very recently, called Until We All Know Freedom. If you'd like to spin that, that would be really good. Even though I did it a cappella, here I'm playing guitars and playing a little flute thing.
Wait, you're playing the flute too? I thought you played the violin, the French horn, the tuba, guitar, the piano, and you got flutes in there too?
Well, Mark, it's old news, but you can, on a computer with the right kind of software, okay, you can play anything. I did it on the keyboard, Mark.
Until We All Know Freedom. You said originally when we first got on something about it's kind of sea shanty type, the call and response that we do there. Who's your sea shanty of friends? Who are they?
Well, I don't know my friends. I've hardly ever been on a boat. It would be like a work song. Work songs, whether it's in the field or whether you're working together, rowing a boat, it's a work song. It's somebody's leading it, but it's all to keep the labor moving together. That's what it's all about.
Well, anytime people go, whoa, it's got to be a sea shanty, no matter how landlubber you are.
That's right, exactly.
It's a call for which direction we got to go. Until We All Know Freedom by P.J. Hoffman.
To all our neighbors, to all the earth,
whoa, to all the earth,
we're here to say, we're here to stay,
whoa, we're here to stay,
until all know freedom. We see the world, it needs to change.
Oh, it needs to change.
A change so deep, the struggle long.
Oh, the struggle long.
Until we all know freedom. A revolution lies ahead.
Whoa, it lies ahead.
And we can think and love and act.
Whoa, we can love and act.
Until we all know freedom. As we get strong and the road gets rough.
Whoa, road gets rough.
We'll learn and grow and carry on.
Whoa, we'll carry on.
Until we all know freedom.
Whoa,
Love is strength and truth our sword.
Woe and truth our sword.
And unity from struggle comes.
Woe from struggle comes.
Until we all know freedom. When regained and our powers shared,
woe, and our powers shared,
the common good will be our joy.
Woe will be our joy,
because we'll all know freedom.
Back in 1978, P.J. Hoffman was singing that a revolution lies ahead. It's still lying ahead, and we're hoping we arrive at it soon. I think we need it very badly right now. Until We All Know Freedom is a great aspiration. You'll find it on two recordings that P.J. Hoffman's put out, one called 70s and Change and another one called A Pure and Simple Love. And I love that name of the recording, Pure and Simple Love. I do feel so much in your music, P.J., that there is so much caring and concern, and there's so little hate. And some people don't know how to go to that positive end against negative forces without putting out hate. And I think you do know how to do that. Have you just always been that way? Didn't you ever get any big fist fights when you were in high school?
I was quite a little scrapper until I was about 14 or 15. No, after that, I haven't hit anybody or gotten hit or wanted to be in a fight. But for a while there, it was kind of tough. One thing about the music, this is a selection of my music. I've written over 250 songs. And there are love songs, there are fantasy songs, there's all kinds of music that I've written, but this is a selection I think your listeners would be especially interested in.
Well, we do have one more to share, PJ. It's called Here's to the People. My process of elimination, I know that that's the one you're going to share now. Before actually you tell us about this song, I just want to again express the great gratitude that after that long dry period that you had from music, that it was resurrected in you and the activism and all of this energy to make a better world. I'm just so grateful that that came back to you. I would have felt so very sad to have you go off the screen without any of that coming back. So I want to thank you for that. But tell us about Here's to the People.
Thank you. One of my major involvements, and it was a wonderful experience, was with a Quaker-based nonviolent social change organization called Movement for a New Society. It started in Philadelphia, but quickly spread all over. It was a group trying to create fundamental social change through nonviolent action, alternative lifestyles, personal growth, building alternative institutions, and a host of other things. It was a comprehensive program to try to change society into a loving and fair society from the ground up. It was full of beautiful, smart, a lot smarter than me many times, really great people. And even though the Movement for New Society did not grow to become very large, it had an effect. We had training programs. We had communal situations that people would look to as kind of a model and lived in. We had an effect way beyond our numbers. In 1976, when I wrote this song, I realized that the community was becoming more inward focused than outward focused, or maybe to my comfort level. That is, we were concerned about ourselves and how we were feeling and how we were doing and what we were creating, rather than saying, how are we addressing the ills of society directly? What are we doing out there? And so this song is all about the balance between paying attention to everything outside your soul while you're paying attention to things that are inside your soul circle. The chorus is, what is in a circle and what is left without? And so that's the picture I'm painting. The narrator is expressing the feelings of a group that is relatively secure in what it's doing, is feeling good about itself, but has to look more outside of itself to be effective.
So we're going to end with Here's to the People. And I'm hoping that, again, the energy that P.J. Hoffman is bringing us today with these songs, that they carry us forward into that better place. We need it more than ever. And the fact that he's come back and lifted up these songs created 50 years ago, but yet so very needed right in this moment, in this day, in this country. It just feels so important to me. I thank you so much, PJ, for bringing your energy back into activism and into music, and for sharing a song at the talent show at NYM. You lifted up the whole group.
That's good to hear. You never know. Well, Mark, thanks for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
So here's to the people from a couple different recordings, Muscle and Brain and 70s and Change by PJ Hopman. The link to his SoundCloud account is on northernspiritradio.org. We'll see you next week for Song of the Soul. Here's to the people.
We are but some of the many folks whose lives often feel like they're full of holes, making pains, losing gains, until there seems no place to go. But those who seek will someday find, and that is why we are here. Now we have come around the common wine. Let's make a toast to our gathered lives. Lift your glass and look around and take in the friends you have found. And thank the Lord and thank yourselves and feel the old fears yielding. What is in a circle? Is left without. Let's keep one mind to the center and one mind all about. Here's to the people who have no home. Here's to the people who suffer alone. We're secure, but hear the call to try to tear down the walls. Guess this our life and this our mind, to be at one with all. What is in a circle, and what is left without? Let's keep one mind to the center, and one mind all about. Guess what is in a circle, and what is left without? Let's keep one mind to the center, and one mind all about. One mind all about.
The theme music for Song of the Soul is by Chris Williamson, and it is called Song of the Soul. Check out all things Song of the Soul on northernspiritradio.org. Guests, links, stations, and a place for your feedback, suggestions, and support. Send your Songs of the Soul to me, Mark Helpsmeet, via the info on our website, and join us weekly for Song of the Soul.